Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, Sandy.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Jesus the Only Way Radio Blog. My name is Faith Dean, and I am your host. To all those out there listening, let's give God some praise. He is so worthy to be praised.
Yes,
he is so worthy to be praised. Yes,
yes,
let's give
is.
Him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The song that I put on was supposed to be Thank You, Lord, but for some reason it wasn't working, so I just had to go with what whatever the flow is. But it's all in all, because in order to get closer to God, we must break those chains. So I guess it worked out for the good. The subject today is more or less a celebration in sharing what you are thankful for. And all of you are welcome to share whatever that God has placed on your heart to share what you are thankful for in this time and in this season. And before we get started, Sister Beverly, would you like to open us up in prayer?
All right, I sure will. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we do once again come before your precious throne of grace. And as we come, we certainly come with a heart full of thanksgiving, very much like what this show is entitled today. Just being thankful and grateful that you have awakened each of us up once again to this here another day of life. Thanking you, Father God, for the different abilities that you give to us on any given day. And just thanking you for this radio blog, to be a part of it, oh, Father God. Thanking you for Faith Dean, for the one that you have allowed to head up this radio blog. And so as we continue on this day, Father God, I pray that you would touch each person's heart that's a part of this radio blog to be able to open up their mouths and to just profess some type of thanks unto you, Father. Father, I know that no matter how long I live on this earth, I myself personally would have never thanked you enough, and even throughout all eternity, I don't even see where I would begin to even thank you enough for all that you have done for us, for done for me. And so I just praise your name, and I glorify your name, and I honor your name, and I just thank you for giving me life. And I pray these things in the mighty and awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly, for that powerful prayer. Let's just all just take a moment. Just take a moment to just think on the things that God has done for us and to share with us how thankful that you are and what you are thankful for. So let's just take a moment, you know, just a brief moment, and just think about that with your eyes closed and just ponder your heart. Okay, and it doesn't matter who begins. While you were thinking that moment that you had, whoever wants to share, just go ahead and share what God has placed on your heart at this present moment, and then go ahead and talk about what you are thankful for. So anyone that wants to go ahead and start, go ahead.
Well, I'll start. Because I had my eyes closed, I was just thanking God for the mighty and awesome God that He is. And I was just thanking, being feeling so thankful that the Lord would give to me life to live upon this earth and to get to know Him. Being so thankful that because He is such an awesome God, He's omnipotent and He's omniscient, ever present, and knowing all things before He even sets His hands to do anything or mind to do anything, knowing all things, that He would still create me, a human being, knowing the different flaws that I would have, and still creating and giving me life, and thanking Him that even before He created us, He already had a plan laid out because He knew that we would fall as human beings. So He already had a plan for our salvation. He was ready to be our sacrificial lamb. He was ready to be our kinsman redeemer. I mean, I just thank Him so much because He's life, and He lets us know what living and life is all about, because in Him we breathe and have our very being. In Him we are sustained through Him. And just so thankful because everything that we have, or even should even talk about having, is because of what He has already done for us. Just thankful for the movement that I have in my body, that if He didn't give it to me, I wouldn't be able to explore all the things that He allows me to explore, like taking it from my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth, my hands to touch, just to get in touch with everything that He has created, because His word even speaks about the fact that no one is without excuse in knowing Him, just on the basis of the things that He has created, seen and unseen. And so I oftentimes thank Him so much for the senses that He gives to us to get in touch with who He is. And I'm just so thankful just for the whole plan of life that He has had planned out for us, that even though we would fail in this life, He was prepared to have another life that's awaiting us over in glory. And these brand new bodies that He promises to give us, I am so thankful. I'm thankful for His word, because I can open up the pages of Scripture and I can read all of His promises. And no matter what I'm going through in life, there's something in His word. There's something there to give me comfort. There's something there to give me hope. There's something there to give me peace. There's something there to just energize me for the next level that He's taken me to. And He's just so awesome. I mean, He didn't leave out a thing. He even made it so that a part of Him resides within believers, and that's His Holy Spirit, His Spirit that is willing to teach us, His Spirit that's willing to guide us, to stretch us, to mold us, to chastise us when we need it. And so I just can't stop thanking Him enough for everything that He's done, His plan and His idea of having us connected to the bloodline, to be families on this earth, and to get to know one another and to love one another, to be concerned about one another, to go through the different issues in life that we go through with families. And sometimes it's a little more crazy and more havoc that's going on, but still, He made us to be people that are loving and concerning. I'm just thankful because He's a God that
that is so open for you to come to. He gives us the ability to come to him through the prayer, you know, just praying, and praying is just simply being able to just speak directly to this God. And he gives us these outlets that we don't know where else to turn. We can certainly turn to him in prayer, and we can just lay it down on the line just like it is. And he just makes himself so available. He sits up in the highest heaven, but he looks low, and he's ready for us to have a relationship with him, an intimate one-on-one relationship with him. And so I'm so thankful about these things. I'm thankful that he loves us enough to reveal himself to us like that and to allow us this opportunity to come in and to just talk to him. I mean, when I think about the family, as I was describing it, like, we have opportunity to talk to our siblings, opportunities to talk to our mom and our dad, and by him being our Father in heaven, he makes it that we can have this opportunity to talk to him at any time. His door is always open to us. And so I just praise God so much. I mean, even when I begin to stop here in a minute or so, I would never have thanked this God enough for everything that he has done, how he continues to keep food coming up out of the ground and supply for us. And he promised that he would supply for us, and he does exactly that. He supplies for his people. And so I just thank him so much. I'm thankful that he's a healer. I thank you that he's a strengthener. I just can't even begin to say, I'm just going to have to cut myself off, because I'm telling you, this God that we serve is awesome. And if anybody out there needs to know about this Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, he is 100%. He's the real deal. He's just all in all. He's everything that we could ever want, ever hope for, ever need. I mean, whatever you need that God or our God for, he is there to help you through whatever. He's a burden carrier. He'll carry heavy loads. There's no need to be stressed out or anything because of him. And I'm going to shut on up and let the next person step in. But I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I bless your holy name. And I just thank you that you let me know you as God the Father, God the Son, Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. And anybody out there you confused, let me tell you, he's just one God. He shows himself to us. He is everything, and then some. And as I conclude, thank you, Father God, for coming in the form of Jesus Christ and dying on that cross, doing what I couldn't do myself. It wasn't about any good works that I could have done to save myself. You had to be the one to go on that cross and die for my sin, Father God. You died for the sins of this world. But what blows my mind is, if I had only been the only one on this earth, you still would have went to that cross and died for me. And so I bless your name. I love your name.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord. I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And can't nobody take that away from me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister Andrea, would you like to go ahead?
Like somebody else might have wanted to speak, Sister Faith.
I'm still marinating in what Sister Beverly just said.
Amen. Amen. She covered it all, didn't she?
Yes. Yes, she did.
I thank you for sharing, Sister.
Start chatting.
I mean, Sister Beverly, I thank you for sharing that. I know you could have went on and on, so I'm going to wrap mine up in case you want to go ahead and pick up where you left off, because it was getting good to me.
Good.
It was getting good to me.
Yeah.
I had two scriptures on my heart when I got up this morning thinking about Thanksgiving, and one of them was from 1 Thessalonians 5:8, and it tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And the other scripture that touched me this morning was Philippians 1:6, which says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Over this last year, there's been a lot of things that have been going on that after it's over and done, or whether the resolution is in my favor or not in my favor, or I'm watching things happen and unfold in the lives of other people, family members, I've come to realize that not over just this year, but my entire life, that everything and anything that's happened, it's either a breakdown to prepare me for a breakthrough, or it's something that Jesus didn't cause, but Jesus is going to use it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that I have a choice in this life to choose those things that are good and to cherish those things that are good and to be grateful for those things that are good. And I'm thankful for that, that God dropped these things into my spirit to walk with daily, because there's so much. Sister Faith and I kind of tipped on a little bit this morning in a conversation. There's so much that can invade your spirit to cause you to constantly come down just a notch. And it comes down just another notch. And you hear something else and it comes down just another notch. And if you keep coming down those notches, you can't prepare yourself or be prepared for anything that God is going to bless you with, because you don't see it. And so often we can walk past those little things that should give us joy, but we're so immersed in all the negativity that surrounds us on a daily basis, whether it's the news or the newspaper or your phone, the next phone call that you get or the next text message that you get, that you just seem to get lost in all of it, or you can get lost in it. And I'm thankful that God has pulled me out of that, and Jesus is walking with me, and he's holding my hand and saying, okay, yeah, we heard you. Let's keep moving. Let's keep walking toward our joy and in our joy. Because folks don't realize they don't have to be that way. They don't have to live that way, that it's okay to strive to be ready for that afterlife that Jesus has promised us. But it's all right to walk in this life in joy. There's not one word in the Bible that says every day got to be filled with drama. And then when you die, I'm going to bless you. That's not what his word says. And I'm thankful for having received that in my spirit, because it was not ingrained in me early on in my life, and nor was it ingrained in me up to any point until recently, that I have been able to just shake off whatever it is and say that's not meant for me in the way that they intended it. Because what they meant for evil, God meant for his good. And amen. I'm thankful that now that I've got that lesson, nobody can take it from me. And I'm so grateful. So very, very grateful.
Amen.
That's all I got to say about that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Amen.
I'm grateful for that word.
Yes.
Amen. We have another caller. We have another caller online. The topic is, what are you thankful to God for? And what are you thankful, whatever God has placed on your heart? And if you would like to share, you are welcome to share whatever God has placed on your heart. Caller?
Good evening, y'all, family.
Good evening. Good afternoon,
hi,
family.
How are you doing?
The last couple of weeks, I'm thanking God for his goodness, his wisdom, and his power. Because this is what I'm going through is, you know, my dad's sick, and he never did anything for me, and I've been fighting the devil every day. And, you know, God said I can't sit back and let him go through that stuff by himself, because, you know, I suppose all of my mother and my father.
Amen.
And out of all his children, I'm the only one stepped up to help him. You know, but I'm totally grateful that I'm able and willing to help him. You know, stand by his side, even though right now it don't look too good.
It's all right.
But, you know, God is in control.
Amen.
He's very much in control. And I'm totally grateful he's in control of my life this day here. So, I don't know. I'm just down. And I'm totally grateful for who he said I am.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
I'm totally grateful for y'all. That's
amen.
All I can say right now.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian.
Deacon Chapman, do you have a word to share on what you are thankful for?
Well, first of all, I'm thankful for that God gave me another day.
Amen.
Amen.
Witness for him, and I'll quote something from David. He said in Psalms 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
In James 1:17, it talks about the Father of light. And each and every time that I look in the sky at night, I see the stars and the moon, and the day I see the sun. I thank him that he enables me that I can be a viewer of his great permanent work.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him that he has guided me to be not only just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word and a witness to the word, because I love the word. And also, we only have to learn what he taught me, to trust him more on a daily basis. Be more forgiving, be more loving, and be more forgiving. And I think that is one of the biggest problems that we have, is the discernment of forgiving. We can say we love God, but if there are people in our lives that we have not forgiven, are we falsifying our statement by we love God, because God loves us first and God is forgiving?
Mm-hmm.
And I thank him for Sister Faith and her readiness. I thank him for the comments that the believers make.
Amen.
Perfecting his word. As I read the book of James, I look at it as the Proverbs of the New Testament.
Mm.
If you study James, you'll see a lot of, guts of the word of whatever that encounter that he had with Jesus after the resurrection. And I also love God for the reason that he gave me a strong Bible, praying, believing and praying family, blessing my grandmother, who I believe that my longevity on this earth is for her prayers that she put up for me.
Mm.
And I thank God that I was raised in a household that didn't just truly fear God with wrath, but reverence God with love.
Amen.
I thank him for my personal family, my children, your mother. I thank him for sisters and brothers, Father.
Amen.
And also, God, I'm talking to you right now, God, and listening. I just thank you for life. I thank you for looking down through the corridors of time and looking at us entrapped in our own sin, and decide to separate your spirit into flesh, and you have to come and walk and talk with us, teach us your word, thanking him that Jesus paid the ransom for our freedom, because we are captive, and many of us are free in Christ, but we still captive by our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, our ways. We still have that left foot in the world and want to put that right foot in the household of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We got to bring those, because in the military, when they say attention, you click both heels together and you stand at attention. And what I'm getting to the point, Paul says, stand fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Ephesians 4:3, mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So they go back to the thing when Paul was buffeted by an angel of Satan 3 times. He went to the Lord and he said, my grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I feel weak, I remember that statement that Paul made. His sufficiency is enough for me.
Amen.
And he gave me grace.
Amen.
He gave me love. Yeah. He gave me forgiveness. He gave me a witness to ministry. And even with today, I was witnessing to someone in the food store before I came home to listen at this truck. And we hooked up, so he said he called me later today, and we have a further discussion on grace. Because without grace, that statement that many people make, where would I be if it wasn't for Jesus, of the Lord on my side?
Mm-hmm.
And as we confess and believe that God rose in our heart, that God rose them from the dead, we should be a practitioner of that statement in John 3:16. We also should realize that his saving grace not only make us perfect, but it puts us in maturity. And we have to stay in his word on a daily basis. And that I do.
Amen.
The love of God. The love of, if you have the love of God, you have the love of people. You'll love those that who have transgressed against you. Your forgiveness. But most of all, you know, a lot of time we'll ask God to forgive us, ask us to give us the spirit of forgiveness to others. But sometimes we fail to forgive ourselves. And we stay captive of all those subconscious fears that we have in our hearts. But we have to totally open up our hearts, as I have done to him. And I, each and every day, I put that day back to him because I want to enjoy him in a new day if it's, with, if it's according to his will. And Sister Faith, I pray that God continue to bless you and God will glorify in your life, that you keep this radio blog going, and that someone may have a problem. There may be someone giving a statement, a scripture, a testimony that will fertilize that heart and open up their heart like it did in Lydia in Acts 17.
Amen.
You have to have an open heart. But that seed of the word to go in to fertilize that heart. And once it's fertilized and it's nurtured by the Holy Spirit, there will be a growth. There will be a change.
Amen.
And I thank you for taking these statements.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Chapman. That's what leaves me with me. And for me, I am thankful for so many things. And I am blessed beyond belief with my entire life. And it brings me back to God, which leads me. What would I do without him? I can't even thank him without him. But the many things that he has blessed me with is because of him. My family, the people around me, my sisters and brothers that I have met. I haven't physically met any of you, but you guys, I love you with a heart that I've known you a lifetime. That's how I feel.
Amen.
And God has placed these people in my life. What would I do without you guys? I love you. And so I'm just thankful for so many things that God has blessed me with throughout my life. I'm saying, just like you said, Sister Andrea, the good, bad, and the ugly. Without God, I couldn't be where I am today. And I just he's my rock. He is my provider. I have trust issues. I don't have trust issues anymore because I know who I can go to. I know who I can go to.
Amen.
And I trust him with everything. His word is everything. And if I have a question, I could go straight to his word. And I just like I said, I am blessed beyond belief. Sometimes I have no words. But I just look up. And it's all about God. God is everything. He is everything. Sister Beverly, you summed that up too. He is everything. He is everything.
Amen. Amen.
And I just thank you. I just thank you for all of you guys and everything that you spoke on today. It just moved me. And
amen.
My point in doing this topic today is to see where you guys' hearts are. And everybody, each and every one of you, with hearts is in the right place. And I just love that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And so it summed up to, I got a scripture here, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, which says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning
you. Amen. Amen.
It's a personal thing. It's a personal thing. Your relationship with God is a personal thing.
Amen.
And just like you said, Sister Andrea, the good, bad, and the ugly, with God, you got to give thanks in everything.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think when we can learn in our lives to just understand that one thing about God, that it doesn't matter what we're going through,
mm-hmm.
Jesus can take that and use it, and we can grow from it. And I think when we have that attitude and that spirit within us, it doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
what can happen throughout your day. I don't get all uptight and crazy anymore when things start taking a turn. I just kind of sit back and say, okay, God's getting ready to show me something.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm ready for it, and I'm
it.
Open for
Amen.
It. And I'm
Amen.
Looking forward to whatever it may be, because anything that he does is going to be good for me.
Amen.
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 I'd like to make a statement to the gentleman that was saying that his father was sick.
Yes.
And that
Brother Bryce.
And he's been fighting with Satan. But I just would like to encourage him that trust in the Lord, because actually Satan was defeated in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the flood. He was defeated at the cross.
Right
now, time of him in bondage and also his permanent annihilation hasn't come yet. But when we put our faith in Christ and whatever endeavors that we do not have a battle with him. Now, he's going to combat you, but
mm-hmm.
you have to beat him with the word. So Jesus, what did Jesus say in Matthew 4 and Luke 4? Man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you have to
mm-hmm.
put the word on that spirit, because he is a spirit. He's not a fixed entity. So, and I pray that your father, through the will of God, in the name of Jesus, will gain his strength and gain his health and be healed.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well,
so
we have run out of... Go ahead.
I'm just saying thank you. Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Since we are at the end, Sister Beverly, would you like to close in prayer and also lift up Brother Brian and his father?
Yes. All right, Father God, okay. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, it's once and again that we're coming to the close of this radio blog, and we just thank you all the time for the blessing of being able to have something like this available, Father. And Father, as I begin to close out here today, we want to be mindful of our brother Bryant and all that he's been going through in this past year, and now with his father being so ill and all. But we just pray that you would just encourage his heart, Father God, and continue to strengthen him, oh God, and let him know, Father God, that all the things that passes through his life, much like what Sister Andrea said, Father God, there's a reason behind all of these things, dear Father God, and all of it is to ultimately bring you to glory. Father, we praise you so much for how you have used Brother Brian. We thank you for the
mm-hmm.
trials and tribulations that you have brought him through that causes him to be an even stronger person than he would have been, dear Father God. And so he has a lot, Father God, to witness to you about it. So we just pray that you would just encourage his heart to just open up his mouth, Father God, continually just praising you, Father God, and just trusting in you. And for everyone that's on this line, Father God, I pray for your hand touch of grace and blessings on them, oh God. And for
yeah.
all who will ever hear this radio blog, we're just praying, Father God, that everything that was said here, that was led by your Holy Spirit to come out of our mouths today, that word would speak into the life of someone, Father God, speak into the life of someone that is lost, Father God, and to have them to understand, Father God, that after this life, there is another life. In fact,
mm-hmm.
there are what we would say two lives, and that is a life either with you, Father God, or a life that is away from you, Father God, because we will be eternally in one state or the other, dear Heavenly Father God. So we're just praying for the lost, that this word, Father God, that has went forth here today will touch the hearts of some lost soul, that they will say yes, Father God, to your gift of salvation. Now, Father God, until we will meet again, we just pray, Father God, that you would just continue to be our lead and our guide, just like you were to the children of Israel. You were their pillar of cloud by day and their pillar of fire by night. And so we're trusting and thanking you in advance that you will be our pillar of cloud by day and our
mm-hmm.
pillar of fire by night, leading us
and guiding us all the way throughout this life and into the next. So we just give your name the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys all for joining in today on the topic, What Are You Thankful For? And I want you guys all to have a very good evening, and may the peace of the Lord always be with you.
Amen.
Good
God
night.
Bless you, Sister Faith.
Good night,
everyone. God bless you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.